Support for the Positive Judaism podcast comes from Tamid, the downtown synagogue in New York City. People of all faiths and backgrounds are welcome to celebrate Jewish life at Tamid. Visit www.tamidnyc.org for more information.
From New York City, welcome back to the Positive Judaism podcast. I'm Rabbi Darren Levine. Positive Judaism is a new vision for Jewish life in the 21st century, which lives at the intersection of religious living and the science of well-being and happiness. This episode is about positive Jewish prayer, with a special focus on the value of gratitude. Research shows that individuals and communities that pray regularly are happier and scale about 10% higher in well-being and overall life satisfaction than those who do not. Yet Jewish prayer can be difficult for many people because of the Hebrew language barrier and long worship gatherings that seem repetitive and irrelevant to people's daily lives. I understand this tension, and in this episode, I'm going to offer some new ideas about how you can, no matter what your starting point, find your voice in Jewish prayer and begin to work your way to 10% happier through prayer. Let's begin, as we often do, with the data. It has been shown that religious people are happier and more satisfied with life than non-religious individuals, and that people who participate in religious communities are happier and physically healthier than people with no religious affiliation. Is this because of God? Are believers in God happier than those who do not believe in God? It's very hard to analyze this question because it's hard to put God into the laboratory. In my opinion, I do not believe that well-being has to do with God, but rather the positive power of the community and the experience of human connections that are formed by people in shared moments of faith. It is here, in the religious realm, where people best express their most human values, like optimism, hope, love, kindness, and gratitude. It's among a community of like-minded travelers where people can best appreciate and develop their emotional and psychological strengths like bravery, courage, authenticity, love, humility, and forgiveness. The wise sage of 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Abaya, said, "One should always associate himself with the community when praying, and should always say, 'May it be your will, Eternal One, to direct our steps in peace and well-being.'" For Jews, prayer is done in a minyan, a prayer group of 10 people or more. Thus, when Rabbi Abaya prays to guide our steps in peace, he is teaching that the value of praying in community brings positive relationships and emotions that lead to increased well-being, and this is exactly what the research shows. People who participate in religious communities are happier than those with no religious affiliation. This is the first step in positive prayer: to join a faith community and to invest in the unique relationships that come from being part of a sacred community that teaches its people to love humanity, find support in times of need, and to provide the love that heals. The second step in raising your level of happiness and positivity through prayer is developing your spiritual voice. Many people rightly claim that they don't understand Jewish prayer because they don't know Hebrew. On the other hand, I've heard people remark that they are glad that they don't know Hebrew because if they did, they would not believe in the prayers. And so, they're happy to be removed from the words, and they find meaning in the melody or the rhythm, but not in the words of prayer themselves. Either way, they claim that the Hebrew language is the problem. But I know many Israelis where Hebrew is their native tongue, and they too have a hard time finding a voice in Jewish prayer. So whether or not you speak Hebrew or understand it, I would like to offer a way into Jewish prayer that everyone can practice, and that is through the practice of gratitude. The daily Jewish morning prayer is called Modeh Ani. Modeh Ani Lefanecha, I offer gratitude before you, living an eternal one, for you have mercifully restored my soul within me. To me, expressing gratitude is prayer. Gratitude, in Hebrew, Hakarat Hatov, is having the ability to be thankful and to be aware of the good and to take time to express appreciation. It's voiced by the famous Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, who said, "Gratitude rejoices with her sister joy and is always ready to light a candle and have a party." Gratitude doesn't much like the old cronies of boredom, despair, and taking life for granted. You may not be able to open a Hebrew prayer book today and know how to find gratitude in the words, but you can open your heart every day to gratitude and find ways to express being thankful for your life and to be aware of the good. Feeling grateful and expressing gratitude help to raise a person's level of well-being. I often tell my students to pay it forward with gratitude. Keep a gratitude journal and write about the things you are grateful for in your life. Tell someone every day how grateful you are for their friendship and their presence in your life. Feel grateful for the gift of your own life, and your positivity and happiness will grow. My favorite prayer of gratitude is the Shehecheyanu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Eternal One, who has granted us life, sustained us, and brought us to this moment in time. We now know the two most important ways to raise happiness through Jewish prayer. First, join a faith community, and second, have a daily gratitude practice. These will immediately boost your level of well-being, and the effect will not only be a happier you, but your friends and your community will also benefit from a more grateful you. Being grateful and being part of a community have been shown to boost levels of happiness and overall well-being. But what happens in the times where, for good reason, you feel no gratitude and you find your faith falling apart, which is not uncommon at all? In my own life and in my experience of witnessing others, crises of faith and deep existential questions tend to follow major life disappointments and loss, which can feel overwhelming, and where one can ask, "Why is this happening to me? I don't deserve this. God, why are you letting this happen to me?" The death of a parent, a spouse, a child, or a friend can often trigger deep existential questions about the meaning of life. Other types of loss can also cause a person to question their faith. The inability to get pregnant, being single when you so desperately want to be married, getting fired from your dream job, failing to accomplish your goal, getting rejected from a university, the end of a close and meaningful love relationship. These are just to name a few. While you may be able to access gratitude in these crisis moments, it's not easy. In these times, I would like to offer another Jewish prayer written by the wise sage Rabbi Chisda in the Talmud, who before a difficult journey prayed, "May it be your will, Eternal One, to conduct me in peace, to direct my steps in peace, to uphold me in peace, and to deliver me from every enemy on the road. send a blessing upon the work of my hands, and let me obtain grace, loving kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who behold me. These enemies along the road can be other people, but they can also be the sicknesses, the disappointments, and the loss itself. These are the spiritual and emotional enemies that cause pain. Now, in these moments, it may not be the time for prayers of gratitude, but rather for prayers of peace, shalom, and well-being. I have prayed Rabbi Chisda's words many times for myself and for others and with others, and I find them to bring a sense of hope and optimism, important qualities of prayer life that keep us looking towards the future, to a day when the temporary moment of pain has passed and where peace is ultimately found. In my life, as a faithful person and as a rabbi, I have seen that participating in prayer community, expressing prayers of gratitude, and placing words of hope and peace in your heart and mind during your painful moments confirms what modern-day research has to say about prayer, that religious people are happier and more satisfied with life than non-religious individuals, and that people who participate in religious communities are happier and physically healthier than people with no religious affiliation. So, as you continue your spiritual journey, I pray that your steps are full of gratitude, peace, mercy, and loving kindness as you travel to higher levels of happiness, well-being, and positivity in your life.